Okay, chapter 17, Gidrei Amuna, framework of Amuna, faith. Shalom Medabrim al Amuna, when we speak about Amuna, Yesh Lahavchin Bo Arba Inyonim. We have to discern four things, four areas. Heinu Levayro Som, Bezeh Beksara, Bezer Hashem, he's going to explain them briefly, Bezer Hashem. Reishis, first, Koyachu Mikoychas HaNefesh, Shiyashar Lichyos Biladeyim. Emuna is one of the sort of forces, the realities of the soul that you can't live without. It's a koyach. It's a part. It's a reality. It's a force. Ana semchin al bnei adam kol oid shelo huksuku shakronim. We rely on people until they are proven to be liars. Kol yechasim achevratim ba medinim ba elam rim al emuna dadi. All relationships, friendships, and international relationships in the world are built on trust. Without it, our life is no life. And we can't live without having some trust, without trust. The purchaser believes in the seller that his goods are good, and that the price is reasonable. The sick person puts trust and faith in the doctor. The student and his teacher. And the teacher and his students. The judge can't rely on the testimony, perhaps, of the one that's being accused. But he believes witnesses. And how strong is the trust that a child gives to his parents. Hayachasima bin lumim, tkinim kolod, shereimun adodi ben amininot. There's good international relationships as long as there is trust between the nations. Hasedek arishon bimun ze mevaser heres v'churban. The first crack in this trust is already portends for destruction and uprooting. And basically, you have relationships. Relationships are built on trust. Without trust, the world's a very difficult place. It's one of the factors that we live with is the breakdown in trust and the lack of trust that exists and the lack of imun that there is in our world, that countries don't trust each other and people don't trust each other. You can't believe anybody. You can't trust anybody. That makes life a lot more difficult to live. And at some level, you do got to trust people. I mean, you get on the road, you trust the bus driver, you trust the other cars, that they're going to... Well, then you wouldn't get on it. Hey, stay away from them. If you don't trust that the other guy's going to stay in his lane, they know what they're doing to some degree. You drive defensively still, right? As opposed to what's taught in some countries to drive offensively. But you drive defensively, and you have to, even so, there is still a level of trust that you place. You put your hands, you go to a doctor, so you rely on his qualifications, you trust him, you try to check it out. You rely on people all the time. Go to a restaurant, you order some food, or you go buy something, the store, you're trusting that somebody is supervising it, and that it has hashgacha, and that it's not poisoned, and all sorts of other things. Yes?
Yeah, so I think what we said about, the breakdown of trust, when you said that, when we were younger, don't trust strangers, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about, how do you weigh it out between trust and strangers, between the strangers and everyone? I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's got to be some type of place you draw a line to who you trust, right? Because with the time that you're you do trust the stranger, that's like when he takes around the corner or whatever. I mean, if I trust everyone every time I'm down in New York City, then I wouldn't be here right now. Certain people said, "Oh, you're looking for a certain place." Yeah, I'm looking for a certain place. Oh, well, I'll show you these places right around the corner. Someone did that to me. They said, "Oh, I got a place for you. Just come with me around the corner. I'll show you where it is." Okay, I'll go trust you, and then.
Right. So for sure, that's for sure. We need to. We live in a world where you have to use your head. You can't trust everybody. Certain people are not trustworthy, and therefore you have to use your head. I won't trust. You're going to go. You have something major, a major operation. You don't just trust the fact that the guy says, "Well, I know what I'm doing." You check it out. some guy says, hey, I know where you're going, I know where to take you, I'll take you for a ride, right? So you gotta know who it is. So that's for sure, our world, one of the problems of our world is it's a world in which is in which trust is a difficult thing, in which there are a lot of things and a lot of people you shouldn't trust. But that makes life a lot more difficult. You know, like, and the kids are, my kids are not immunized to live in America. You know, people come around, they trust people. Now, they've learned also that there are people out there that may try to hurt you and do things. You know, the guy gives out candy. They don't think that you have to worry about it. I mean, they would really have to be taught how not to trust everybody if they lived in America. You can't, because, you know, the child kidnappers, and this one takes, and this one does that. And then, more or less, you know, they grow up, people are friendly, and people are nice, and, although they see people, I mean, they kind of, you know, this guy looks suspicious. Oh, he's a kidnapper. He's going to grab us. And they stay away from some things, but you're absolutely right. So the problem is, though, when you grow up in a world where you can't trust anything, so then you're like, where do you put your feet down? Mm-hmm. How do you have a child needs to have needs. I mean, this is what Rav was saying, needs to be able to believe and trust. And first, certainly in their parents. Right? That's I told you the word ima is built from the word aim. And if you break it, the mem is the tzaddik says the letter of trust. So the aim, the mother, is the aleph is one, is the first one you put your trust in. That's your mother. If it's a child whose mother violates their trust, so then they begin to, they can't trust that. First of all, they usually blame it on themselves. But otherwise, the world becomes a very insecure place. Mm-hmm. People are full of anxieties and things. Probably a lot of that anxiety is built on because you can't feel safe walking, getting on a bus. We live in a very insecure world, a very untrustworthy world. That's part of probably a lot of the problems that people have with anxieties and all sorts of these and other sorts of things, because in Echonami, you can't leave your door open, tons of things. That's unfortunate. At some degree, though, there is a level of trust that we have, but that degree has definitely changed, I agree with you. And of necessity, you're right. Yeah, the whole world's built on not trusting anybody. You have all these security measures and all this, and you can't... It's unfortunate. Kayach Nairahu Amuna. It's an amazing power, the Amuna. Lu Haisan near Kevis Belev Adam Echad Kol Amuna. If it would be like rotted away in the heart of a person, all is Amuna. Shli Shar Mu'uma Ba'ilam Shami. Nothing in the world he trusts in. Ain Kim Ladam. There would be no existence to this person. He couldn't live like nothing I could put my trust in, my faith in. Can't trust anything, anyone. Emelvad ma shekola yechasim bein bnei ha'odim mushtatim ala imun adadi. Besides that, all the relationships between people are based on mutual trust. Margish kol odim dechifa pnimit. Every person feels an internal push. Lefaneach hidat achayim aydei emuna. To solve the riddle of life through faith, trust. There's nobody in the world that's not a maimin, that's not a believer. It's just kama kofer maimin. Even the heretic believes. Im b'shita, he believes in this philosophy. Im barayon, this idea. Im ba'odam, in a person. Emuna zu einam koyach adukim she'enam ra'im bo kol pagam kol stira. And this emuna, it's like they're it's strong. They don't see in it any blemish or any contradiction. They believe in their gods even when it's totally disproven. The niche by the way have been broken to pieces. Lane called everybody. Kimunasam shell habilti maaminim, the belief of those that don't believe, vemis amuna iverity, is blind faith. Ashrei shekel Yaakov bezro. Like how fortunate is the one that the God of Jacob is there to help. As the people, they have these faiths and have these beliefs. And they're the ones that say, you guys are, what kind of backward people you are, but they're more blind faith than any of us. Right? They have this blind faith in science. Somehow it's like not to believe, but whatever else it might be in. As I say, they're blind faith. Everybody has faith in something. Everybody believes in something. So they put their belief in, some people put their belief and their trust in communism. And some people put it in this ism or that ism. And all the isms have been fallen apart. They're all fallen apart. There's nothing. No isms. Right? So even the agnostic, the guy that doesn't believe, or that doesn't believe in God, so what does he believe in? He believes in people. Believes in this, believes in his force, believes in science, believes something, I don't know. That's one. And well, kol koyach mi koyach ha nefesh mo'er gam koyach emuna si'urim b'leiv. Just like all the koyach ha nefesh mo'er gam koyach emuna si'urim b'leiv. The koyach emuna creates pictures in the heart. The fizek because of a Rambam do atamayin. Know the one that's like looking into what I'm saying. Ki amona eina inyan hanemar bepeh. The belief is not something which you say verbally. Aval inyan amatsuyer benefesh, something that's like drawn in the soul. Kishyan minu bo yishu kain. When you believe that's true, kamosh yitzur, like you've pictured for yourself. It's in the morning yuchim. It's like something, the faith, the trust, something that we picture. Komash anu marbim l'tzayir l'atzmeinu tziurim ha'ma'amitim lanu esatayrav amidos abayriz barach. The more that we create pictures for ourselves, true pictures of Tera and Midos of God, mitchazeket emunaseinu, we strengthen our emuna. And we have to create these images, so to speak, of Tera and Midos, Hashem, create positive images that strengthens our emuna. If you'd have an image, like, you know, if you could see Maimed Har Sinai, right, that would strengthen your emuna. Nitin la'agi kitzirim amitim heinam amavtech lemuna. We say that these true pictures, they are the key to faith, to emuna. Asher yuvur oid b'zar Hashem, like he'll explain more. But tzarara yedu lana ki yuhurei aveira. We know from the negative that you think about aveiras, hainu tziuri aveira. So you first picture it. You got this picture in your head, right? That's the think about aveira. It's siure. We first picture it. Kashim aveira. It's even worse than the aveira. Hikayach atzir chazak moed. The power of the image is very strong. Lehevi dey maisim rabim, to bring to many deeds when you've pictured it. Kain ubetzadak dusha. Asher, that's in the positive and the holy. Asher hut shel tcheles betzitzis bekoyachel oirer dimyon shel hayam. The blue and the tzitzis can get you to imagine the ocean. V'yam demeloki, in the ocean you can imagine the sky. V'rekiyo demeloki se'akavod, and when you think in the sky, you think about the kise'akavod. V'reisam v'seiz baruch, and you see God. And that's one of the things that string in the tzitzis is supposed to do. That's the second thing. Hayidia, the third thing, the knowledge, ma'la hashiv lapikaris, how to respond to the heretic. Einenam ikrei amuna, it's not from the fundamentals of faith. Mikol mokom mitanahi masnisani, excuse me. It's a teaching. V'gam oisu anu karim amuna mitanayah, excuse me. It's from the conditions, and we also call it amuna. Nidbonana mahi makaymo shel yidiyaza, where is the place of this emuna? Evelozer ben Erech Aimer Havi Shakud Lilmoy Torah Vadama Shetoshi Lapikaris. Evelozer ben Erech said you should be diligent in your studies. You should know how to respond to the apikaris. Vadalif Nemiata Omel, and you should know before whom you are working. Veneman hu baal mulachtecha, and he's trustworthy. The baal melachtecha, the craftsman, shishalim lechar schar pulaseich, that'll pay your work. Like the owner of the shop, so to speak, that'll pay for your work. It's in Pirkei Avos. Elahim Shloshet Advarim Shamar Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. The three things that he said. Vaymer ki aderach hayishara shidabik bo ha'odam hu leiv toiv. He said that the straight way that a person should cling is with a good heart. Mavur b'mefarshim, like the mefarshim say, Hari gimel advarim anal heim heim amevim es ha'odam lidei leiv toiv. These three things bring a person to a good heart. Shkida b'limud Torah, the diligence in learning Torah. Vada mevi lidei milas, it certainly brings to this level. Mekena yedilith nemiyata omel, and certainly the knowledge before whom you are working. Ubeherach alein lahavin, certainly we need to understand. Higam b'li yediyah ma'alahashi l'apikaris. Even without the knowledge of what to respond to an apikaris, yesher lagi lidei leiv toiv. You can't come to a leiv toiv. Means that's also part of coming to a leiv toiv, is the knowledge of how to respond to the apikaris. Memus poshitu, and truthfully, it's simple. He called dea apikorsi, as any heretical idea, chosemet b'fnei leiv, really is a blockage before the heart. Right? Any time that we have any sort of heretical philosophy or ideas, that blocks, that's like a blockage in our hearts, blocking God out. Everybody must stand like constantly on guard. To clean themselves from any dust of heresy. That fills so much the world. Right? Because if part of you is full with heresy, that part's not full with God. It's not full with Torah. So if you don't know how to respond to the heretic, so then it means that you haven't answered it up yet. There's still some doubts in you about it. Liyos mechuzach betainas sichlias neged adeos nifsonas. You have to be full, strong in answers and ways to deal with intellectual answers to these improper ideas. Hashgafas nechaynes adain eno in an emuna. Proper hashgafa philosophy is still not emuna. Aval biladein, without it, yefsher lagi l'nei emuna shebelev. You can't get to faith in your heart. And if you're still full with these improper hashgafas, these improper philosophies, so there's no way to come to the emuna because they're blocking that passageway, the connection to God. It's only when you've worked it out, so now you can connect. Dalid, yesh asher midvarim midamrim al emuna. Those that speak about emuna umitkavnim l'madrega krevim oed el dveikus b'Hashem. They speak about emuna, but they're really, their kavana is something that's very close to what we call dveikus b'Hashem, clinging to God. Be'emes, adam gadol achai b'munasai, a great person who lives with his emuna. Moitzias atzmo mushrash belokus. He finds himself rooted in godliness. Al derech shekosov harashbam al haposuk, lo kein avdi Moshe, v'chol beis hinem anu. Not so, my servant Moshe. The whole base in all my house. He is the faithful one. So he says, "Kavua miyusad kol shabiyim." He's fixed and settled every hour of the day. The kamoihu tkiyosav yated v'mokom neman. He's like planted in this place of faith. Yated atakua v'mokom chazak. Inu mar lipol a peg that's knocked in into a strong place isn't going to fall so quickly. Right? He's solid. He's there. He's not moving quickly. Inyan zeh shel emuna hu soid mi soidus ha-teira v'darga nifla. This idea of emuna is from the fundamentals of the Torah, an amazing level. El madrega zu ta'avas nafsha shekul mavakish Hashem. To this level is the desire of everybody that's seeking God. This level of avdi Moshe, behold, beisi nemanu, kavua, fixed, miyusad, it's solidly based, constantly. It's firm, it can't be moved, it's not going to fall so quickly. It doesn't move so quick. It's not gonna. He's firm. He's faith. He's gotten to that level. He's neman. He's straight. You can bank on him. You can trust him. He's not gonna be blown over by hearing this, hearing that. He's there. So these are the four things that Rav Olba says when we're speaking about emunah. We have to discuss these four things very briefly. One is to realize that emunah is natural. Everybody has emunah. It just depends what they have emunah in. But everybody has it, and it's necessary. As we said, it's unfortunate that that we live in a world that's so difficult to have emunah, and that in anything, I mean, maybe it makes it easier just to have. Basically, maybe God's saying, you know what? Everybody's put their faith in everything but me, and you see that there's nothing to put your faith in. You know, everybody said Netanyahu was going to solve all our problems, and Barak, and then Sharon, and you see they're all one by one. They're all, yeah, each one is Rabin, he's going to bring peace, he's going to solve all our problems, and they eventually you realize, you know, they're not going to solve it. This is not going to, they're not solving it. And this one's going to solve it, and that thing, or this. I put my faith in this item or this thing, it's going to solve my problems. Or this is going to. So all the isms and all the faiths, they're all falling by the wayside. And the end of the day, that's where we're supposed to come to realization. There's only one thing you can put your faith, complete faith in. But we do need to have faith and trust in people. It's a very difficult thing when you can't trust some, when you have nobody to trust. Everybody has to have things they can rely on and trust. You know, you put your life on the line all the time. Because you trust, you get an airplane. Trust the pilot knows what he's doing, right? You hopefully you have some degree of trust that the security people knew what they were doing. Right. Second thing is that the idea of creating pictures is a very powerful force, which he's going to speak about more in helping strengthen our emunah. Is picturing things. The images that we have in our heads for either good or bad are very powerful images, very powerful forces. And the power of to create this image, to create this idea, is a very powerful thing that can be used both for good or, chas v'shalom, for bad. The third thing is this idea that how to respond to the apikaris. Not just a nice thing, but it's a it's a point that a person's gotten to where that means that these things are no longer questions by them. They have answers to them. So therefore, they are not blocked in their emunah by these doubts. Or they're not blocked in their emunah by these negative philosophies. They could stay connected to God and not be affected by it. So it's not just, well, that's good, you know, you should know how to respond that way. You know, if you ever meet somebody, you can answer them up, and Judaism will look good, and Torah will look good. No, it's important for us that we shouldn't have those ideas.
Basically, answer the apikaris inside.
Right. I mean, you need it for yourself. Well, you need it not just for the other person, but you need it for yourself also to resolve those doubts. And finally, that to the level of emunah, the whole beis ne'eman, is the firmness and the steadiness and the consistency that creates that emunah, which is karov, like he says, dveikus. To Hashem, some people say that's the level, the whole basi neman, that firmness, the faithful one, that is what we're all striving for. Let's stop here.